BBC News. President Trump has met victims and medical staff at a hospital in Dayton, Ohio, one of two U.S. cities where mass shootings took place over the weekend. He's now on his way to El Paso, where protests are expected. Joe Biden, the leading Democratic presidential contender, accused the president of fanning the flames of white supremacy. Hundreds of Walmart employees in the US are expected to walk out today to protest about the retailers' policies in selling guns. Walmart is one of the largest retailers of firearms and ammunition in the US. Pakistan is expelling India's envoy and suspending trade with Delhi after its decision to strip Indian-administered Kashmir of its special status. India says its action is aimed at helping Kashmiris by bringing the state into line with the rest of the country. There's been violence in Yemen between factions that are supposed to be united within the government alliance fighting the Houthi rebels in the country's civil war. Southern separatists have clashed with guards loyal to the president. Security forces in Kyrgyzstan have raided the house of the country's former president, Almazbek Atambayev. His supporters say he's unharmed. Explosions were heard and video posted on social media. Injured people were seen leaving the house. U.S. share prices tumbled at the start of trading, with the Dow Jones losing almost 2% before recovering somewhat. Analysts blamed uncertainty over the economic outlook and fears about the U.S.-China trade war. A British-born millionaire suspected of murdering his wife in California has been extradited to the US from Mexico after 4 years in the run. Peter Chadwick was captured by Mexican police following a tip-off. The first Colombian cyclist to win the Tour de France, Egan Bernal, has had a hero's welcome in his hometown, Zipaquirá. BBC News.